we've told you this morning, the Oscar nominations came out a little while ago. Lincoln got the most, but just about all of the other movies that have already been named as favorites for the Golden Globe and the SAG Awards all seem to get their share as well. Let's talk about it now with our resident movie critic, Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com. Hi, Travis.
How you doing, Bill?
Any surprises to you in this list?
This was a crazy morning, if you're a movie fan.
How so?
First of all, the Best Director category was just, if you could see the reaction from people while these were being announced, it was just absolutely insane. No Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty, I think, is probably the biggest thing that got people really riled up. That film has been getting rave reviews everywhere. Critics mm-hmm. love it.
And it's nominated for Best Picture.
It's nominated for Best Picture, but Catherine Bigelow is one of the finest directors working today. And to see her kind of passed over for Ben Zeitlin, who admittedly did a great job with Beasts of the Southern Wild, a fantastic film, and he's a great director. He's still new, and to see her kind of passed over for him is a little odd, I think, to some people.
She ticked off the wrong people in Hollywood, or what? Is there a backstory here? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't think so, because like I said, Zero Dark Thirty is well represented elsewhere. But, I mean, this was a really tough year for directors. There are a lot of directors they could have put in there. You could have put Tarantino in there. Tom Hooper for Les Miserables was left out of that category as well.
As the Best Picture category, they expanded it a couple of years ago. There are 9 nominees this year, so the effect there is nobody gets to cry foul because almost everybody's included every time this year.
Yeah, they've kind of eliminated that problem a little bit. I mean, you could still make a case for a couple of movies, but for the most part, the best ones are there every single year. I'm not going to be surprised if you see them do something similar with the director category just because of this year. Mm-hmm. I won't be surprised if they expand it as well.
I guess you can make the argument if it's good enough to be nominated as Best Picture, the director ought to be nominated just by rote because he or she is the one behind it.
I totally agree. I think it doesn't make any sense to kind of split that up. I mean, you look at the Best Director category, every single director that's in there, their film is also in the Best Picture category.
We have talked about this many times before. You obviously are a movie person. I am not. Of the 9 movies nominated for Best Picture, I have seen exactly 0 of them. I would like to see Lincoln. Les Mis, I want to be entertained. I don't want to be depressed when I get there. Pick one of these other movies that is nominated for Best Picture and tell me which one I should see and why.
I think you that's a great list of movies. I guess I would say see Zero Dark Thirty. It was near the top of my best of list this year. It's a fantastic film, thrilling, exciting, even though you know how it pans out.
Mm-hmm.
It's still amazing.
It's like Titanic. Everybody knows how it ends.
Right, but it's still amazing that it's really the journey getting there that we don't know the answers to. And that's the fascinating part of it, finding out so many different things. Whether or not it's accurate or not, we can argue and debate that stuff all day long, but that's also part of the fun of a movie like Zero Dark Thirty, is being able to discuss those things. But it's a very exciting movie. It's an important movie that covers a wide scope of time. We're talking 10 years of this country's history in one movie. It's a fantastic film.
May or may not be good history, but it is a good movie.
Absolutely.
9 nominees for Best Picture: Lincoln, Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. We've got the whole list posted for you this morning on WBAL.com. Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.